Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Rob Levin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder, CEO, editor-in-chief of RSL Media. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Hey, Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about email, folks, and the role that email plays.
So we're talking about ducks.
I'm going to talk about ducks. Just hang on. Rob wants to talk about email newsletters, and so we've wandered back into what I think is the most important part of this whole conversation. Rob, when social media first came out, I declared myself the social media heretic. A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And I started warning people not to trust in 08 and 09 when they were brand spanking new. I said, don't trust these companies. Use them, abuse them, but don't trust them because they will never be on your side. They will always be for themselves, never, ever for you. And if there's anything that looks like it's in your favor, it'll just be a temporary thing. And so what I told people to do is, yes, build communities in social media. Absolutely build communities in social media. But don't trust those customers, those prospects. Don't trust them with social media. You've got to act like a duck. You've got to migrate those people over to your own list, which is what you said as we went to the break. You got to migrate them over to a list where you can email them, where you can use your email newsletter, because one of these days you're going to wake up and Facebook has ticked off all your customers and they're gone forever. You'll never get them back. But if you've got your parallel list that you've migrated like ducks over to this other list, you don't care what Facebook does. What do you think, Rob?
That's exactly it. You nailed it. Now I know it's a duck thing.
You got to migrate.
For a while, I thought you were talking about Aflac.
You got to migrate like ducks and migrate them over. And very subtly, yeah. You got to do it very subtly. You can't just go ripping and roaring through there. You got to entice them over. So now you know where they are. And email is never going to tick them off, is it?
That's right. That's right. Now, look, again, email's not easy. So people might ask, well, I don't have an email newsletter. I'm really not a writer. You know, what do I put in the email newsletter, right? So it's not that hard. Now, that said, it does have to be exceptional. But whatever it is that you do, you're an expert in something. You know something really well. And if you share tips, and it doesn't have to be really long, it could literally be a paragraph or two. I mean, if you look at Seth Godin's blog, I got to think one of the more popular blogs around there, and it's fantastic. You know, sometimes he just writes a paragraph. And the whole point is just write about something that you know. And then another option, one of my favorites, we just rolled this out, and I want to talk more about that in a second because I think people can learn from it, is talk about your customers. It doesn't even have to be about the intersection of your customer and the product. Just talk about your customers. I mean,
you don't have to mention their names.
Featured.
You can say this customer did this and this customer did that.
You don't have to, but if a photo and a name and a little bit of information on them is also good. But
if they'll allow you, if they'll allow you
just,
to do it.
Just make it
interesting.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, you're going to talk about me? Great. We just rolled this out. So taking a step back, so my company is RSL Media and rslmedia.com, and what we do is we help large companies sell to your audience, to small and mid-sized businesses. And we just rolled out 2 months ago a site called speaksmb.com. And we purposely put this on another site, right? Brand new URL. Mm-hmm. We moved our blog over, and we're going to now start to incorporate other writers and other content into it. And why did we do this? Why did we do this in a separate URL? Which, by the way, you don't have to do. But we built a list of about 1,000 people that we think might be potential customers of ours. We call them wow. B2 SMB professionals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is we're now going to reach out to them and say, hey, we've created this site just for you. We're not selling anything on it. It's just, here's the site with ideas. Every week there's something new that goes up. If you like it, go ahead and subscribe. And we're doing a few other things as well. And the idea is we're building up an audience here. And then as we put out the email newsletter that features the latest content, we can say, by the way, are you dealing with any of these challenges? If so, let's set up a meeting. And then it goes over to RSL Media. So that's just another way to think about it. And everything we're going to do is going to be designed to push people.
What you just described is what I call migrating. You just migrate people.
All right, now I'm a duck.
Right? And am I
well, see, I'm not the duck. See, I guess I'm the duck shepherd.
You see, my point, though, is you just you find them, you identify them, you find a way to get them to want your product, and then you just very subtly move them around. You're not manipulating them, folks. You're just making sure that you don't ever lose contact with them. You're making sure that you've got access to them. Because me being a control enthusiast and all, Rob, I just don't. The idea of having all my eggs in a social media platform's basket, that would not make me sleep well at night.
That's right. It should scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
right.
What is it? BuzzFeed, one of the these big, newer media companies. When Facebook changed their algorithm, those guys were in dire, grave danger.
Yep.
Right? So you can't put the control of your marketing communication
never be for you.
Or your distribution in someone else's hands.
RSLmedia.com is the website. Give us the new website again, quickly.
SpeakSMB.com.
There you go, SpeakSMB.com. Check it out. Rob Levin and I will be right back. And we're through migrating for a while. And you ain't had
it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.